Good morning and welcome to Making a Change.
Good morning, Ashwini. I want to tell you right out of the gate, you sound a little underwaterish.
Okay, let me hang on.
How's that, Sherry?
Much better.
Okay. All right, our assignments from Friday. The karmic conversation holds the answer. However, the way the conversation is framed causes us to go to what is not so rather than what is so. For example, the conversation claims that the person giving negative feedback can never say anything positive or appreciative. What this prevents us from seeing is that the conversation in conditioned mind frames everything as negative and unappreciative. We're never meant to see that we're identified with the process of negation, and if we disidentify, what we have is simply information. Assignment. What is the answer that is revealed to you by the karmic conversation, RL, what you see? On Saturday, what we realize is that the suffering in any content area is caused by the karma, not the content. However, we're conditioned to frame it around the content. Choose a behavior change that addresses the karmic bamboozle, not the content issue. Make sure you choose something that is within the focus for the month and can be practiced for a week. For example, whenever I hear a negative message, I'm going to practice appreciation. And then on Sunday, beginning today, your daily practice will be to, one, start your day by listening to your recording from day 20, two, practice your behavior change, three, record what you notice at the end of the day. All right, here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
They're unmuting.
Oh, there I am. Good morning, Sherry. It's Jen calling from the monastery.
Hey, good morning, Jen. Hey.
Good morning. So we've been in a pretty busy time in the monastery for a while, and so my participation had a different rhythm to it, so I wanted to support myself in getting back to my previous rhythm by putting myself in the queue. So here I am.
All right. What are you seeing?
So the behavior change exercise is really, I'm really having fun with that. And the thing that I saw was, so much freedom in so many areas where there didn't used to be. And then there's this area where it's just, boy, it has the ability to just kind of turn the screws. So happily, it puts together all the things we're looking at right now, communication, Enneagram, work. So what I saw was
stress.
Exactly.
We don't ever want to forget that. Yep. Okay. Go ahead.
We don't ever want to. Exactly.
Mm.
So in going through a really typical example of it, I had the grace of just really staying with it. And of course, what I saw through it, especially with the help of the email class and the responses there, and also the musings article, actually, was, of course, I really had the experience that the thing that I, in quotes, avoid is the reaction of the voices internally. That's yep. The only thing.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
And so
yep.
What that
you're gonna I gotta so, tell you, you're gonna love the responses to this next section of the email class. Okay. I just want to prepare you. You're just gonna love it. Okay,
well, and here's the thing that's so fun about the process around it. So the behavior change that just dropped right in was, okay, for the next week, all of the attention is going to be on, I mean, exactly as the example said, all of the attention is going to be on unconditional love, acceptance, well-being, compassion, no matter what the, quote, response is to a communication, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as I saw that, it dropped in as if that was just a brand new idea. Oh my gosh, you know what?
Yes.
I'm gonna do this, right? And then what's yep. so fun about that is I realized that truly drop in as a brand new idea, informed
yes.
by everything that I've been reading the communication book, doing the email class, reading the musings article. It all comes together as a brand new experience, and
that's
like
right.
that mist. But over time, is penetrating. It's just penetrating deeper.
Yes, Yeah. Exactly so. Exactly so. This is where I say, and you've heard me say it 1,000 times, people will say to me, Sherry, how can you stand to say the same thing over and over and over and over? And my response always is, that's not my experience. Every time I see it, it's brand new. And it's just as exciting as it was the first time.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, I'm incredibly grateful for the repetition, because I don't see how, at least for me, I would ever get to as deep a place as I've been facilitated to get without that repetition. I just don't think it's possible.
Nope. It's not possible. Nope. Because that's so much of ego strategy. You know, just this scattershot. Well, look at this,
exactly.
And then look at that. Well, what about that? Well, what about that? And you haven't this, and you haven't that. And so it's just exactly what you've laid out. We get one thing. It's one thing that I'm going to be focused on. And the thing that you said that I like best was unconditional love no matter what.
Exactly.
Okay? And so that's it. And then everything that I read, everything I hear, everything I see will inform that.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And exactly what you said reminds me of the last thing about it, which is that practicing with that one piece of it, I was talking about this in group yesterday, informs everything else. It already has moved all the pieces around. So truly focusing on just that, because of course what I see is, well, okay, so let me just see what would be the most, you know, blah, blah, to try to, but all of that is to get the communication quote right, so that downstream that reaction won't happen, so I won't have to feel that way. But if you go to the just that one root of it and just figure, well, I'll let everything else take care of itself, it's incredible the freedom that that facilitates.
That's exactly right. And the, you know, well, let me just figure this out so that I can, has never worked.
Never.
Not just with you, with all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Never worked. That is the big clue that we get. Right, so that, you know, I've been on this little jag for a while now, that people, you know, 20, 30 years old, you could say, well, yeah, because youth is not that far behind them, right? 60, 70, 80 years old, still living in the same conversation they were in at 10. It's not working.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
So where do we go then?
Focus on
one thing. Mm-hmm. And if you're just going to focus on one thing, how about unconditional love?
Yeah.
That would be a good thing.
Focus on it.
Yeah. All the time. It's a koan.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the time.
Exactly.
Attention here. Attention here. Attention here. Attention here. Well, what about, I don't care. Attention here. Attention here. Yeah. That's very good. Well, thanks for checking in.
Oh, yeah. So fun. Thank you, Sherry. Thanks, Ashwini.
All right. Go happy.
I will.
Sherry, there's a little issue with my computer, so I'm bringing on the next caller. Here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Uh-oh. Might be a bigger issue.
Hi, this is Nancy.
Hey, Nancy.
From Washington.
Hey.
Hi. I have been looking at the karmic response that I have, and I kind of dealt with this in a workshop that we were in last night. But basically, that idea that the idea that I'm always looking at what other people think of me. And I have seen, you know, as I was looking at this throughout the week, I really see how that plays a role in just about everything that I do, and causes responses that that are hurtful for this person here, and maybe for people out there too. So, you know, I just see that so clearly, you know, with the Enneagram and with this workshop, and then with the other one that we're doing, because the other one brings this issue up all the time, you know, because I'm out there. It's presented to me, and it, if I don't do anything, if I, you know, if I hide in the, if I hide out, you know,
you can't hide out because people know it, right?
I know,
the forever
I know,
retreat,
because I have,
right? That
I have
freaks
to report
people out.
In. Right.
For that very yes. reason, right? It is not possible to hide out, and so ego just, yeah, just goes nuts.
Right,
yeah. mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, and I really resonated with the idea of unconditional love no matter what, because
yes,
it happens.
Yes, well, yes, yes. And, of course, the you know, the bottom line with that is nobody is thinking anything about you, right? The voices in your head are thinking things about you and telling you those things and telling you that other people think that, right? That's
right.
where that whole process happens. There aren't any other people. You know, we say that, and people kind of go, because it sounds like a kind of a fun way to get it, that they're not important or something. No, they don't exist. Okay, I am a figment of your imagination. Right, you create me in your imagination and then project me. Right, it is that basic. And so as we catch on to that, we start bringing it back to where it actually happens. Right, so
yes.
I don't know what anybody else thinks of me. How would I ever know that? Well, because I'm listening to a voice inside my head that tells me what they're thinking of me. So now
right. and
I'm
even
catching
what,
on to where that's happening.
Right. And even if I do hear that external voice, because I have, you know.
But it's still a projection. You
but it's
still
don't a projection.
Know, you,
right.
That's right. You still don't know where they're coming from, what that means, what their motivation
what's going
is.
On with them. Yeah. yeah
that's right.
Yeah.
It's all made up, and we just take whatever it is. Run it right through those filters and turn it into, yeah, uh-huh, same old, same old. Yeah.
Right.
Good. So unconditional love no matter what.
Yes. Yes. That's the answer to everything, really.
It really is, isn't it?
Oh,
it doesn't
gosh.
Make it easy,
yeah.
but it at least
no.
we know the answer.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And just recognizing those voices when they come up as, you know, wanting to keep me from looking at anything else, wanting
mm-hmm.
to keep me in that suffering place that
mm-hmm.
where I can't see anything except for it.
That's
and,
exactly right.
Yeah.
It's running your
yeah.
whole show. And
right.
And it takes our life. That's what it comes down to.
Yes.
You know, either you're going to have a life or it's going to have a life.
Right. And I've seen both sides. I've seen the freedom part, and I've seen the stuck part where it's controlling me. So,
yeah.
you know, it,
we know
it
where
comes
we're
up
going.
Daily.
yeah,
it does
yeah
come
exactly.
Up daily.
It's not like some
yeah.
obscure choice that I might stumble upon at some point, right? It's right,
right
in my face yeah. every day. Yeah.
Right.
That's good.
Well, thank
That's
you.
Thanks,
thank you,
Nancy. Nancy.
Thanks, Ashwini. Bye-bye.
Go happy.
Thanks, Nancy.
You too.
Can you hear me, Sherry?
Yes, there you are.
Oh, good. All right, I'm
You
back.
Actually sound quite clear. You know, it's a little softer than usual, but quite clear.
Okay, well, I'm back on the call. So here, let me bring the next caller live. You
okay.
are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, dear.
Hello?
Hello, Sherry Nashwini. It's Jeff in North Carolina.
Hey, Jeff. What are you seeing?
Hey. Well, I was so hoping I'd get on today. I love how life's timing.
Mm-hmm.
So I had been on behind on the assignments, and there was a story that, oh, well, gosh, people are having all these great insights, you know, and all that kind of stuff, and seeing so much, and they're all lit up and everything and blah, blah, blah. And but, of course, I was behind on the assignments. Anyway, so I...
So you can't see a lot or be lit up. It's just how it is.
That's right. But strangely enough, I didn't see that until I got caught up in the assignments, which I did on Saturday. And it just started, you know, just in this process. Oh, my gosh. it just is so divinely inspired, this whole, I mean, in my opinion anyway, just this, it just builds so incredibly well, each assignment on the next. And just, there just started to be just insight after insight after insight. And then this one just, I saw that inadequacy is a myth. And
yes.
It just blew me away.
It's a myth and a lie.
Right. It's a story. It's not real. Mm-hmm. And I saw that just based on my experience that I was looking at how when there's presence, there's compassion, there's adequacy, etc. There's been a story for however long I've not just been a teacher, but before, but especially as a teacher that, oh, I'm not as good as other teachers and inadequate, blah, 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 blah. But what I see, what my experience is when there's presence is that compassion is, loving kindness is, wisdom is, you know, it just is. And everything works when there's presence. That's all that is required.
Yes.
With
and,
presence
and,
comes
and,
everything.
Yes. And to underline that, what doesn't come with presence is ego. And so what
yeah.
we're what you're describing there is the awful place that people get to in awareness practice, a line over which almost no one steps. And that is you have to choose. Are you going to indulge ego and be the center of the world, or are we going to let ego go and live in the present? Because that's what we're up against, right? And so most people, being so deeply identified with ego, watch it begin to wiggle and scramble and slither around in desperation and go right back to feeding it. But that's what it comes down to. When Jen talks about, or Nancy talks about, unconditional love, no matter what, that's it. No matter what the story is, no matter what the anything, no, we're not going there.
It's like drop everything for now, for the unconditional love that is now.
It is
really exciting. Because, you know, I feel like it's one of those things that, you know, you and we have been saying for how long in different ways, you know, that basically that inadequacy is a story that, I feel like I really saw it, I had the experience anyway, so what I've done is to make, you know, huge signs, you know, inadequacy is a myth, everything's all right, and let go, let life, and things like that. I showed them to my co-teacher this morning and asked her if it was okay to put them up in the office. And so together, which she was excited about as well. So I have them up at home, and now I have them up at the office at work as well. And, you know, the behavior change is to, you know, listen to my recordings, to make recordings before and after and all of that sort of thing. And to focus on remembering that inadequacy is a myth, loving kindness is. Yeah, go ahead.
And those are the recordings. Okay.
It's not
even necessary to focus on inadequacy as a myth, okay? Because that it goes across the board. Every story that ego is telling is a lie. And so the recordings that you're listening to are about what is. Loving kindness is. Presence is where we want to live. Presence gives us everything our hearts desire. When I'm here, there are no problems. Now is all there is. Okay? And so it, when you're walking, when you're driving, when you're whatever it is that you're doing, you're hearing that. You're hearing it. And that's what replaces what you've been hearing, which are the stories of all that other stuff.
Yeah.
So it's really, don't fall for the idea that putting it on a sign and reading it is gonna make the difference. People have journaled for as long as there have been papyrus and whatever the heck they put the ink on with, okay? It's not the same thing. Writing something down and reading it is not going to replace what we hear in our head. Okay?
So,
it's a word to the wise.
So that's the difference between recording and listening, is that we're hearing it, because that's what how ego has been getting us all this time, is by talking to us inside our head. So we're replacing that conversation.
That's exactly
and
it.
So to replace that with a present moment conversation of what's true, loving kindness is.
Yeah. And it doesn't mean that you look at your sign and then it brings that awareness in. But you also, every chance you get, you want to be listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Great.
Have fun.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you. Thanks, Ashwini. Bye. Go happy.
Thanks, Jeff. Sherry, we have time for one more caller, so here we go.
All right.
Caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hello. It's Colin here in Kent. Can you hear me?
We can hear you perfectly, sir. What are you seeing?
Oh, that's great. Yes, so, I've really been, found this one really helpful. And just, there's this sort of ongoing anxiety, I think, about not being able to support myself financially. And I think I saw that actually on the email class, that I'm a type 7, and there's this concern about not being able to earn enough money, sort of thing. And really, at the moment, I'm choosing not to work. That there are things that I want to do in my life that I'm very happy that I'm doing, and I'm really excited about. And conditioning is always trying to frame it that, well, that's going to lead on to something in the there's something in the future that it's going to lead on to, or that there'll be money at the end of it, or something like that. And so the behavior change I'm practicing is to just come back and this is what I'm doing now. I don't know where it's going to go, but this is what I really appreciate and what is meaningful to me to do today.
That's right. Yeah. I don't know what the equivalent is in the UK, but around here, it's this constant message that you're going to be on the streets, you're going to have a shopping cart, and maybe if you're lucky, you'll have some sort of poncho to put over you when it rains. That's your future, bud, if you keep up this kind of nonsense.
Yes, well, that's it, exactly, absolutely. And then constantly having to keep thinking about, oh, well, I've got to have a plan, and, you know, perhaps this will work out this way, No, it's just that I know what I'm doing today, and that's all I kind of feels that's all I need to know, really.
Well, and Colin, the thing that you're doing, okay, which is not a priority at all for the ego system, what you're doing is practicing awareness, right? Because taking a step like this, as you've noticed, just throws a person into a pit of egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate. I mean, you're getting to see in really bright colors how that system controls a person by these messages of there's something wrong and there's not enough. Okay? It may not be now because you seem to be happy now, but you just wait because the future is going to be grisly. And it'll be your fault.
Yes, well, that's it exactly. That's it exactly.
Yeah.
But absolutely.
One more point on that before I let you go on. is that that is what keeps most people from ever living. It has nothing to do with the choices that people are making in their lives. It's that that system of something wrong, not enough, is making all the decisions, all the choices. And so all the energy, all the life force is going to that system, not to the human being. So what you're doing is bucking the system in a really profound and, for the system, alarming way.
Yes, yes. Well, yes, and I suppose I have to experience that as anxiety sometimes. But and I have to say, with these shows being at it's 5 p.m. here, that I can't remember when it was earlier, a way back, but just to say, well, I'm not available for work at 5 p.m. I've got this commitment, and this is more important for me to be available to be on this call than taking a job where I can't get home for 5 o'clock. So
that's right.
And it's things like that are more, you know, they're more of a priority for me in my life to make sure that I've got those things in place than
because again, the vast majority of people will die waiting for their ability to start living sometime in a future that is never going to happen. And so for all of us, right, whatever it is that speaks to our heart right now, that would be the thing to attend to. And the first thing we have to clear out of the way in order to be able to do that is exactly what you're confronting.
Oh, right. Well, that's really reassuring to hear that, because I'm sort of doing things, and I don't really know why I'm doing them. It just kind of feels in my heart that this is the thing I've got to do right now. And so I'm just doing it. And it's good to hear that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And whatever you do in the rest of your life, if you clear this out, if you clear this ego identification manipulation resistance out, and you can actually, you learn to be present, open-hearted, right here, listening for the guidance that is your authentic nature, whatever you do is going to be a joy. But until we clear that out, nothing is.
Yes, and so it's the process of the clearing out, really, isn't it? That's really
that's
what my,
right.
my work is, not
that's
to
right.
do
that's what you're
whatever
doing.
It is. Yeah. Right, yes.
Which is really good, because then instead of dreading and trying to avoid the system, it's a, okay, well, bring it on. That's what we're doing. What you got?
That's right. And so insofar as like I'm doing things that ego says I shouldn't be doing, it gives me that clarity of what it is that
that's
I
right.
need to be working on.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. Yeah. Because your question is, who says so? Really? I'm going to find out.
Yeah.
I'm going to find out for myself. I'm going to live my life. I'm going to find out for myself. I'm tired of being told.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's really great to hear that. So I'm going to go out there and find out for myself. Yeah.
That's exactly it.
That's really
all right. Well, have a good time.
Yeah.
Okay. Enjoy.
I'm having a great time. Yeah, I am. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you both.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Colin and Jerry. That brings us to the end of another amazing show. Here's our assignment. Do your daily practice, whether you feel like it or not. Practice ignoring any voice of resistance, especially I don't want to and I don't feel like it.
Mm-hmm. Here we go, huh?
Here we go.
All right. Thanks, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody.
Go happy.
Go happy.